Okay. Item number three.
Item number three is our annual election of a new chair and a new vice chair, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Dr. Wolf as chair.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? I would hope not. Okay, motion carries.
Congratulations,
Dr. Congratulations, Dr. Wolf.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence.
And I would just like to thank the board, this board and the ones that preceded this board, on giving me the lengthy opportunity to serve as chair. I've enjoyed it. I've had some moments which were very frustrating and trying, but those are, you know, in a big minority of the time. I've always enjoyed representing the board and keeping our ship moving in the right direction, and look forward to allowing our other very competent board members assume this role and enjoy the privilege of serving. So thank you, guys. And Dr. Wolf, it's now your board meeting. Vice Chair.
Thank
Next
you.
Item.
And also, I was going to mention that, you know, I appreciate all your guidance, and I'm going to keep my training wheels on for a while, so I'm looking at you to keep me steady. Thank you.
Dr. Wolf, on behalf of, I think I can speak for everybody, and I'm the longest tenured board member, how much I appreciated Jeff Young and his direction for this board over the last umpteen years. I don't know how many years you've been chair, Jeff, but it's been a number of years, but I've been a strong supporter of yours, and you've kept this board going in the right direction and on an even keel, and I want to thank you for that on behalf of all, and I don't want to take anything away from any of the other board members, but serving as a chair, it's a time-consuming position. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot more than just us meeting once every 6 to 8 weeks. There's weekly meetings, and there's chairs meetings. There's meetings with the executive officer and sometimes the board council. So there's a lot more time that goes into this than the general public would see. And so I thank you for all the time and the years that you have dedicated and devoted to this particular board.
Well, thank you,
Russ. It's been a pleasure serving with
you. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to be chair, so.
That's good, I'll but your advice is well received, that's for sure.
Mr. Chair.
Well, we've had some good moments.
Yes,
we have. You know, and it's an opportune time for me, really, to step aside. We have an EO now. That was a lengthy period without an EO. We had Los Osos that we had to kind of get on the downside of, the backside of, at least, you know, that's, I hope, pretty much behind us, except a few little remaining issues. And then, you know, the ag order finally has gone through its second phase, and the state board has been able to weigh in on it and shape it the way it wanted to. So it's a perfect time for me to do so.
Done a good job.
Anyway.
I would also like to comment. Jeff Young was chair when I first came on the board, so I'm second longest on the board. And I would just share with all of you that being mentored by board members along the way is part of the process of joining the board and becoming an effective member. And I feel that Chair Young has given attention to that equally to his other duties, and has been very helpful and very supportive in building the strength of this board and in helping each of us to find our strengths, find an effective and efficient way to contribute to the decision-making process that we undergo at each of these hearings. And I think probably above all else, I have always appreciated the balance that you create in the dialogue and in encouraging each of us to be thoughtful in our commentary, but also to focus on the key issues and help us to deliberate in an effective way. I think recently, I think your effort to help us become more effective in our meetings and yet maintain our transparency, maintain public input, all of those in balance. And I just want to thank you for that perspective, because we certainly have benefited from that greatly.
Thank you, Monica.
I'd just like to say you've made it very comfortable and easy to be a new board member and feel included, and you have a very nice way about the way your personality drives our meetings. It's both professional and kind and friendly, and I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'll finish up. I think Jean-Pierre said it, that the EO chair's job is a lot more than what you see us sitting up here, and I would say that the relationship between the EO and the chair is part of that, and the EO and the chair talk to one another at least weekly, and then sometimes it's much more often, even daily or multiple times a day. And as the new EO, I want to thank Jeff for his mentoring, for his patience as I came up to speed, his guidance. I don't think I could have had a better chair, taking nothing away from any of these, but Jeff was really, really good and very kind as I came up to speed, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, just one last comment, though, about kind of what we do in our roles here, and it's something I've always kind of kept in my mind, because before I even got on the water board, I was out there with the public. And I think Russ was on the board when I came to ask the board to do certain things. So, you know, from that, I come from that perspective of being out on the lectern and coming to this board and asking for something to be done. And I'm always trying to be sensitive to who's up there speaking to us. You know, and that's kind of why I go the extra mile to allow people to maybe take more time than I should to talk to us and explain things. And it's mainly to make sure that this public agency and this hearing process is really accessible to the public, because that's who we work for. Really, it's them.
Right.
And the governor appoints us, but it's the folks out there that we really, in the end, are responsible to. So I always kind of keep that on the forefront. Mike.
Microphone on. Oh, there we go. I don't want to, you know, pile on, but I will say that the thing that I've learned most from you as chair is the real respect paid to the people who are appearing before us. And even when on occasion it's led to a 16-hour meeting, you know, people come here and they have something to say, and they have a right to say it, and even if maybe we already know that what they're going to say isn't going to change what we're going to do, they have a right to say it and be heard. And sometimes it surprises us and it does change what we do. I really feel like I've learned a lot from you on that, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Since we had the election of a chair, and I was vice chair, we need to...
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Dr. Hunter as vice chair. It's a great privilege to do that. She's been a colleague of mine and sat next to me for many, many years. I'm not going to say, because she's only 21 years old, so I don't want to give her age away. But it's a great pleasure to nominate her as vice chair.
And, second.
And if I could just, you know, chime in... Monica's the next senior person, you know, on the board, and I think we have other competent board members that could start to fill that role, and, you know, they're going to get their shot at this, I believe, at some point. But it's Monica's time to now serve and, you know, become chair at some point, I think. And it's going to be a pleasure now, Monica, to watch you have to keep track of the clock and help Jean-Pierre. So
we had a motion and a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, congratulations.
Congratulations, Monica.
So Monica, I'm going to switch places with you.
Oh, dear. That's complicated.
Well, actually, switch with Jean-Pierre.
Okay.
I'll see you guys.
May I just say thank you to all that I appreciate the support, and I will do my best to watch the clock.
Don't forget to bring your name tags with you as you assume your new responsibilities.
I need some help moving.
While we're changing places, Executive Officer Ken Harris, can I ask you a question, Ken?
Yes.
When we vote on anything, are we subject to the same new law that cities are, where it has to be disclosed who voted which way?
It's in our minutes.
I understand that. It's in everyone's minutes, including cities and counties. But under recent law, jurisdictions such as cities and counties, they have to say after each vote, if they don't do a roll call vote on everything they vote on, what the vote was and who voted which way, to be more transparent.
This is amendment to the Brown Act, and I don't think it affects us. We're not under the Brown Act.
Okay, great. Thank you.